now are setting up a working group with representatives from the UDAS, of course, from the IDA, from EI, from FOSS or SOLAS, and from the, all the major agencies, with a number of business people, to focus in on coming up with a strategy for this area to create employment for the skilled people we have in this area, number one, lots of young skilled people, and number two, replacement employment for those who have left. And we're given that top priority. I've discussed it with the Taoiseach. I discussed it with Minister Bruton. My own minister, my own department are fully behind the UDRAS in this. And hopefully, hopefully at this stage, we'll be able to come up with a long-term strategy to create long-term sustainable jobs here in this particular part of Donegal.
Do you believe then that is going to have to include a different way as to how these companies are supported? Because there is a sense that companies set up, they take money and then they leave.
Well, the company has been here, of course, Alaga Foods and its predecessor, Sam Sports, have been here for almost 40 years. And they said they made a big contribution to the area, over 60 million in wages these last 15 years, contributions to the government as well for an investment of 6.2 million. I myself sanctioned 570,000 last year. Has never been drawn down because they decided that they had to go. And as I say, our priority now is, Greg, to plan for the future, and I can say that this new working group will be established within the next week or two.